I'm David Ivory, and I'm today in what must be the newest museum in the country, the newest collection in the country, the Grange Collection. The organ isn't quite finished yet. It's got little odds and ends, but it's sounding absolutely fine, and we thought you'd like to hear it. So here it is. Now, each year I have a different theme. This year it's animals. With a name like Ivory, well, I've got to start off with elephants. Here we go with some elephant tunes. Thank you. one of my children's favourite films was Lady and the Tramp. It's just absolutely full of wonderful, wonderful melodies. And I'm going to play them for you now on this lovely Compton, a Compton with three manuals and five ranks of pipes.
Thank you. I'd just like to interrupt this programme, first of all, to mention that the Organist Encores now has a brand new Facebook page to replace the old group. You will be able to tell because the new Facebook page has a brand new logo, and the group has OLD in capital letters in brackets at the end of its name. Secondly, news just to say that up next we're going to have a track from the Decap organ that resides at the Grange. This is a very famous Decap organ and actually spent some time at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, as it appears on a couple of photographs there. It sounds in fine feckle, and despite having one less accordion than it should do, I think that it does very well. So here's that lively number, Flick Flack. So I'm here with Jonathan Ling, who's the owner of this wonderful collection at the Grange. So, Jonathan, how did all of this come to be in your possession?
Oh, hello, Damon. Well, ever since I was little, I've always had a fascination for organs and mechanical music, which mainly came from my grandmother, who was a music teacher and also a local church organist. And the church organ she used to play also played from a big mechanical barrel. And when I was 6 or 7, she used to let me play this wonderful old organ. And ever since then, I've always wanted to work with and collect organs and other sort of mechanical machines.
And your interest in the theatre organ in particular, where did that stem from? What was your first experience?
That stems from going to Thursford locally and also the Cotton Museum just up the road. So when I was 14, I became a volunteer at Cotton Museum and got really into the theatre organ then, really, and all things organ, really. And luckily, a couple of years ago, this one came up for sale, and with a joint project with Grant Pilcher, it's been a good fun project to get up and running and install in the musical grain barn we have here.
And so you've got the Compton organ and the Wurlitzer coming along soon, but what about the Conacher organ?
The Conacher organ, I'm quite ashamed to say, I've now had 16 years, which is quite amazing how time goes, really. But it's only in the last sort of 2 years I've had a building big enough to put things in. And when the Compton came along in a good health, it seemed to make sense to get that and pop it in, and it would get us going quite quickly with all the other organs and projects that we've got on the go here. So, yeah.
So is it going to be a big future then at the Grange?
Hopefully, yes. Yes, we've got lots in the pipeline and lots of work to do. And once we're finished with the mechanical organs and music boxes, it will be the largest collection in the UK of self-playing musical instruments, as well as the three theatre organs we'll have up and running as well in the next 5 years or so, hopefully.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan. I'll let you get on and carry on setting up.
Okay, thanks, Damon. Thanks for coming along.
And now back to David Ivory.
Talking about the animal kingdom, you can't leave out the creepy crawlies. And here's a little tango. You don't hear it very much, but it's a jolly fine one. It's called Spider of the Night. Thank you. Now, we've already had some Disney tunes in Lady and the Tramp, but we've left lots out. So here we are with just a few more of the Disney tunes to do with animals, starting off, of course, with the Disney signature tune, and then going on from a couple of numbers from Bambi, some odds and ends from other films, and then on finishing off with the Jungle Book tunes.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this little snippet of what's on offer at the Grange Collection. It's a huge collection: barrel organs, street pianos, musical boxes, the wonderful Compton you've just heard, which will be joined by the Cotton Wurlitzer in due course, and a very fine Konica organ, all in the future. And of course, fairground organs, street organs. It's nice to have moved just 9 miles up the road from the old premises at Cotton to these wonderful new premises, which we're gradually getting sorted. Thank you for listening.